This month, like on top of being just like feeling burnt out and like tired and whatnot, like I'll be scrolling and I just see all of this like Autism Month content, and it's just tiring me.
Welcome to the Special Interest Pod. I'm Alex.
Hello, and I'm Carly. How are we doing?
We're here.
We made it.
That's how we're doing. We're here. Sometimes that's all it takes.
Right? It's kind of like yoga. Sometimes you just have to like show up no matter how you're feeling and get through it. And sometimes you learn something after. How's it going, Alex?
I'm burnt out. I feel I want a song for being burnt out, I guess. Maybe that would help a little, you know, bring some cheer. Being burnt out. Probably not. If you have a song, how about this? I'll send it to you all. If you have a song you like to listen to when you're burnt out, please let me know. Please let us know, because that'd be great. Or maybe somebody could write a song about autistic burnout. Or if you've written a song about autistic burnout, we'd love to share it. Let us know.
Let us know.
Yeah, it's been a time, and I'm tired. I can't even remember what I've done since we last recorded because my brain is mashed potatoes.
I could go for some mashed potatoes right now with gravy. That sounds so good.
So good. Yeah, that would be great. That's like one of my comfort foods for when I like am burnt out is mashed potatoes. Yeah, I was going to say like my brain is mashed potatoes, but like also the scene from SpongeBob where everything's on fire. I relate to that scene a lot. Breathing and fine dining. That's all I gotta remember.
Yes. Yes.
SpongeBob isn't cool anymore though, apparently, which broke my heart.
What?
Yeah.
Who said?
The kids apparently don't watch SpongeBob anymore because I'm making these SpongeBob references, which kids understood before, and now nobody understands them. I did like the imagination rainbow hand signal, which was like, everybody knows what that is. You know, imagination. No one got it.
Wow, that's sad.
Blank stares across the room. And my heart snapped in half that day. And I don't think I've been the same since.
I understand.
Ooh. How are you, Carly?
I'm also burnt out. I'm doing okay. I feel very tired also. That's a good way to put it. I think I'm just like so tired. I've just had like so much anxiety the past month that I'm just like haven't experienced in a long time, or like, yeah. Just a lot of anxiety, and I think my body is just like catching up to it. Like I definitely need to like release it, but I've been so tired that I've been like trying to prioritize just like rest and just like getting through my day. But yeah, I mean, I think I'm almost on like the other side, and I know like once I get through my transition that I'm in right now, then I think I'll feel like better, but I'm just like in the midst of transition and anxiety and change. It's a lot for my brain because I just really appreciate like sameness and routine. And I haven't had that for like a month. So yeah, just getting through it, but I'm here. Dogs, no. And on top of that, it's Autism Month. And that's been like pretty draining as well, I would say. Because I think as a lot of us, I mean, I won't say a lot of us, but like me, I'm somebody that will sometimes like scroll on my phone. And this month, like on top of being just like feeling burnt out and like tired and whatnot, like I'll be scrolling and I just see all of this like Autism Month content, and it's just tiring me. I think that's the theme for today, but it's just been super exhausting and seeing all these like fake advocates, and I don't know, I just need like a break from it, I guess.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts about being a teacher is you get like super honest feedback from your students, especially when they like ask each other about stuff. And so one of my students asked another one of my students who's autistic, you know, it's Autism Month. Like, how are you feeling about it? Like, it's your month. And he was just like, I'm autistic every day of the year, so it's not really much different. And now I have to deal with people like, he said like pretending to care, which, you know, my students don't know I'm autistic, but it was really something to like reflect on as well. And, you know, then, you know, I have a very small class, so it's only a few kids. So we had kind of like an intentional conversation about that, and it was really cool. And it's cool to, you know, I learned from them so much and got new perspectives, but yeah, I agree. I actually haven't really been able to go on social media. It started before this month, but now I find social media like extremely overwhelming, and I just get like immediate sensory overwhelm when I'm on it. So I just try to go on my fun account so I can wind down, where I just have pictures of cute kittens and sloths and that's really nice. But yeah, social media is super overstimulating, you know, mostly because I am burnt out. But yeah, I mean, it's social media is just a platform where, like, you know, so much advertising happens, and like people are really trying to promote themselves, and you know, I think it's a really great tool for all of that. But yeah, it's kind of like disappointing when, you know, the point of it gets lost in the promotion, I guess.
I feel like I agree. Everything is just like one big ad. It's like, even when it's not an ad, like people will be sharing like super sincere story, but then you get to the end and it's an ad. Yeah. And it's like, like, come on.
And it's like, sorry.
I was just going to say, like, I've always really enjoyed social media, like ever since the MySpace days, ever since like even just like emailing back in the day. Like, it's just been a way that I've always felt like I've been able to connect with people. And like, I have been able to connect really like beautifully with a lot of people through, you know, our account, my other accounts too. And like, I love having like really important and intentional conversations with people and like connecting with people. And when that is like lost within like the feed, it's just like so weird, because it's like, hey, like I really want to like connect with you, but I'm not like wanting to connect about like your, I don't know, your seltzer ad. I don't know, that's just a random thing that I thought of, but like whatever, like
I know it's weird now too, because even when I go on people's pages to like look at their content, it's like when I'm scrolling through their page, like there's ads on their page that aren't even from them.
Yeah, I've noticed that happening too,
like there's just ads everywhere. And like, I think like right now Netflix. I don't like Netflix because it's such a scam. Like, the fact that now you have to log in to an address, it's like, you don't make enough money that I can't like steal my parents' Netflix. Like, you need to make more money than that. And, you know, I really didn't want to pay for Netflix, but it's, TV is a special interest of mine. And it just like provides me with like so much regulation to be able to like watch these shows that like, I need to watch TV. Like, it's just, you know, so healing for me. And like, I need to watch like specific shows. And so I really was trying to not buy Netflix, but I had to, cause they have shows that I really like. So I ended up, I don't want to give them a lot of money. So I did the one with the ads, and I'm like, wow, this is like having cable again.
Right. Basically. Have you, that reminds me, I know, Heartbreak High just came out with a season 2. I haven't watched it yet, but have you watched it?
No, I haven't watched it yet. I really love watching that show for Chloe Hayden's portrayal of, you know, an autistic person, since she is an autistic person. It's not a portrayal of an autistic person. She is an autistic person playing an autistic person, which is how it should be. but I have a lot of trouble with watching shows about high schoolers that have like a lot of stuff going on, because I'm a high school teacher, so it's just kind of weird for me. You know, it's like people who are younger, like definitely like, thankfully it's not like 25-year-olds playing high schoolers anymore, but like it's still like people who are significantly older, like having like, you know, adult experiences while they're in high school. And I struggle with that. And it's like, I think that, you know, representation is so important, and like, you know, these shows can be tools, but like, you know, I'm in my 30s now, and it's just weird for me to watch shows about that. And if you like that, you know, if you watch shows like that, I don't judge you at all. It's just like, I live it every day, and it's just, I don't know, but I really like watching like the recap, or like the like YouTube videos of like, you know, Chloe and everything like that show, and like Euphoria, like I could not do at all. It was just, but you haven't watched it yet.
No, I haven't watched it yet either. I feel similar too. I used to love watching like coming of age type of like TV shows, and like, yeah, even like the high school shows, but I feel similar in the sense of just like, wow, like this is like, who is the audience? I don't know. Sometimes, yeah, it does get like, yeah, very weird. And I watched some of Euphoria. I think I watched like maybe two, maybe 1.5 seasons or so. And it just got, yeah, like so crazy. And I don't need to have so much. I guess that's the thing, like before I learned that I was autistic, I used to love watching things to get like an emotional reaction, and now I'm like so aware of my emotional reactions that I'm like, nah, like even like horror movies, I used to love horror movies to pronunciate, not whore movies. I used to love horror, and like even as a kid, like I would be babysitting and I would always pick like a horror movie to watch on my own. Like, I think because I love just like the suspense, and I love seeing like the storylines. But now, like ever since I hit burnout, like, you know, 4 years ago, I have not been able to watch a horror movie anymore, because I just like don't want to experience like a spike in my emotional body.
Yeah, I feel that. I can't watch anything anymore that like makes me angry. I mean, like, I've never really been able to watch horror movies and like be okay about it. It would give me like panic attacks. I like would not know what was going on too. I'd be watching a horror movie and like, oh, especially like movies like Saw, like I like what they're going through, like I'm feeling it in my body. It's,
oh yeah,
the strangest feeling ever. Like I can't even think about it right now. I never like understood like how people could watch that stuff, and it's because they have a different experience than me. But yeah, since I've been in burnout, like I can't even watch movies that are like extremely dramatic anymore. Like just like drama for drama's sake. Like I can't do it. Like
I can't. Oh, well, I love a good like drama. Well, mostly like TV shows, like a reality, not like Kardashians, but like I love like Love is Blind and like those types of shows, The Bachelor, like,
yeah,
because those to me are like I can turn my mind off, like,
yeah.
and see other people go, I guess, just like having an experience, which is,
yeah.
I really enjoy watching like YouTube vlogs and things like that now.
I do like reality TV. I have trouble with Love is Blind. I don't know why. I feel really bad for the people who like see who they're marrying and then they're like, actually, I don't want to marry you. Like, I can't go through that. Like, it makes me so sad. And then like they kind of like lead you to it, like they with like before they see each other, like you know who is gonna not want to marry each other, and it's just, that is so stressful for me. But I did watch
The Bachelor. The way that they edit it.
Oh, the way they edit it stresses me out. Yeah, but I do like The Bachelor. I watched all The Bachelor. It was good.
I did hear that the most recent Golden Bachelor is already getting a divorce.
Barry's getting a divorce?
Yeah. I didn't even watch all of that. I think it was Jerry. I don't know. Gary? Was it Gary? It might have been Gary. I only watched like one episode because I think for that one it was like all of these people have gone through like life, so they know what life is like. Where on The Bachelor, it's so many like more young people, so they just haven't really experienced much of life yet, and they're like, oh my gosh, life is perfect. And on The Golden Bachelor, it's like everybody had like a story, which was really beautiful, but again, like emotional reaction, I needed to keep it on the low.
I liked the wholesomeness of, I did watch all of The Golden Bachelor, and I liked the wholesomeness of it. It was just very like the sad stories were very, very sad, but like surrounding that, it was like lighthearted, I guess. Yeah, I can't. I really want to watch the show Severance because I've heard it's like so good. But
oh, I heard that too. I think
I started it, and it's like it is. It's really, really good. But it's like I can't watch it because I'm so burnt out that I like am not enjoying it. Even like everybody is saying the show Resident Alien is really good. And I love Alan Tudyk, I think is how you say his last name. I love him so much. And I even started watching that, and it's like a comedy. And I'm like, this is too heavy. I can't watch
it. That's funny. I'm not sure what that one is.
Oh, it's like, it's, if I weren't so burnt out, I would enjoy watching it right now. But yeah, I've been watching a lot of rom-coms. That's like my go-to.
Like which ones?
I watched 50 First Dates, which, watching it now, I'm like, wow, this movie is, not cool for,
really? Oh, I haven't seen that in a while.
Did not age well, but I do love, Drew Barrymore, Adam Sandler romance, so that part of it is still okay, I guess. But, yeah, Rob Schneider's character, that did not age well whatsoever. And I watched How to Be Single. My cat just hopped up. Which was cute. I think I've seen it before, but I couldn't really remember. That's like when I get burnt out, I'm like, is this deja vu? Like, have I seen this before? Like, I don't remember. What was the other one? Maybe I Do. That one was weird. I didn't really like it so much.
What was it called? I didn't hear you.
Maybe I Do.
I'm not sure what that one is.
It had Susan Sarandon and Diane Keaton and William H. Macy, Emma Roberts,
the thing with my autistic brain is, like, I do not store any actors or actresses' names in my brain. So when people, like you just listed all of those actors off, and I'm like, oh, cool. Like, I know some of them, but for the most part, I really, like, that's something that I'm just like, oh, it doesn't really have, I guess, importance in my life. So I'm like, it doesn't really need a file in my brain.
My brain remembers, like, who's in the movies, but, like, doesn't remember, like, the details of the movie.
That's pretty common for me, too.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of rom-coms because that's what I do when I'm burnt out. And I really love rom-coms so much. And I feel like for a while they weren't making any rom-coms. And now they are again. And I'm really happy about it.
I know. I feel that way too. I feel like nothing compares to, like, the early 2000s rom-coms. And then they just went away for so long.
Oh, yeah. I love a good rom-com. There's nothing like it.
I've been watching Superstore. Have you heard of that? It's a TV show with America Ferrera.
A lot of people have recommended me to watch that, and I forgot it existed. So maybe I'll try that one.
Yeah, it's pretty good. There's, like, short episodes, pretty easy to, like, watch because it is, like, it's funny and all that. So I've been enjoying that for the most part. I don't think I've watched anything else, really. I'm trying to think. I watched the first episode of Avatar, of the new Avatar, but I haven't watched past that yet. But I would like to. But I want to watch it where I can, like, focus and take it all in.
Me too. Yeah, I'm waiting to watch that one for when I can focus. I just finished the new season of Abbott Elementary too, which is, like, if you're a teacher and you don't watch Abbott Elementary, you got to. For me, I was, like, on the fence about watching it because it's elementary school, but even as a high school teacher, like, they really hit home, like, the experience of being a teacher. It's so good. Sorry, my cat's just...
Yeah, I like that show. I've watched most of it. I still have some left to watch, but...
Oh my God. It's, like, made me, like, happy cry so many times because I feel so seen. It's a great show.
Yeah, it is. Well, I guess we've turned into a a show podcast.
Let's talk about our favorite shows. I feel like that is what I do when I'm burnt out, though. I will, like, watch my comfort TV shows. I've also been trying to, like, prioritize exercising. Like, I've been getting, my goal is to walk, like, 10,000 steps every day, and it's made, like, a difference in my mental health, which has been really nice. I'm trying to prioritize movement. My cat is behind me trying to get into some shit right now. You can see him. Benny, don't. Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't know what is...
Oh, I have good news that I haven't shared on the podcast. I became an aunt. Yeah. My first little nephew was born last week. So excited. Yeah. So happy.
He's so adorable.
He is. So I haven't been able to meet him in person yet, but I should be back close to home soon, and then I will be able to go visit, and I'm so excited.
Oh, me too. He's so precious.
He is, and... I'm not biased, but maybe I'm biased. I think he's probably one of the cutest babies I've ever seen.
Oh, no, he is totally one of the cutest babies.
Yeah, no other updates. Should we share our story that we've had submitted into the podcast?
Yes. So a while ago, we asked you to submit stories to our pod. We've been posting them this month. It's been so fun. I've loved, loved, loved reading all of your stories and sharing them with our community. That's like the whole goal of what we're doing with the Special Interest Podcast. So we're so grateful for everybody who's shared a story. It's something we want to continue to do. So if you have a story that you want to share, please still feel free to send it along. We really like the, like, highlighting you all and sharing, you know, your experience, because the autistic experience is so, so diverse. And Carly and I are representative of a very, very small part of the spectrum. And we want to recognize as much of our diversity as we can. So with that, do you want me to read it or do you want to read?
Sure, I'll read it. Okay. Yes. So this, person that has submitted this wishes to remain anonymous. If you do submit a story, you can feel free to either submit it with a name or not. And, there are names in this story, but they have been changed for privacy purposes. So, this is the story. Dear Special Interest Pod, I saw your post on Instagram recently about y'all looking for some stories related to autism. I have written mine out below. I hope it is helpful and informative. I have been experiencing severe autistic burnout recently and have begun my journey to unmask. My mother had been staying in my apartment with me, but cannot stay long due to her living in New Jersey full-time and taking care of my 14-year-old brother. After I drove her back to the airport, I came home and I invited my friend Emily over. We went on my balcony and I read her a letter I wrote to my family. This letter was on behalf of my experience both masking over the last 10 years and what I feel my support needs are now that I am starting to unmask. This was the first mistake. I read it to her instead of having her read the letter herself. Emily has ADHD, and I feel she may not have been listening very closely to the letter. Additionally, she has a 21-year-old autistic brother who has different support needs than me. We went back into my apartment, and soon after I received a text from my friend Brian. We were supposed to hang out later that day, and he texted me to tell me that he needed to cancel. Being an autistic person, that caused me to shut down due to plans changing. I felt I could not fully melt down because I was not ready to fully unmask in front of Emily. When I started to shut down, Emily started asking questions. I could not respond to the best of my ability because I was shut down. I said things like, I'm experiencing depression right now, and this is what happens when I keep my autistic mask on for too long. To this, Emily said, maybe the mask is a good thing. You can't be depressed all the time, and everyone wears a mask, you know. This caused me to completely melt down because I felt like my support needs were not being met, and I felt misunderstood. Emily decided that she needed to leave, and this was when in my head I went, finally. I had been wanting to tell her to leave, but did not know how to phrase it or say it, considering that I was in such a low place at the time. Before she left, she told me, I want to help you, but right now I'm not sure how to. This changed my thinking. I started to realize that maybe she did not have ill intentions, but rather that I was not communicating well, hence her misunderstanding. I realize now that I am probably going to be on the DL per se for the next while. I realize that my communication challenges were not because I am stupid, nor not trying hard enough. I had them because I am autistic. It can be so difficult to communicate as an autistic, let alone when you are melting down. I see this instance as a reminder for me to slow down, take time to recharge, and embrace being autistic in my own unique ways.
I really appreciate that story because those experiences are like really hard when people don't see you.
Definitely. I just want to say, like, I'm proud of you for sharing that with your friend. And I'd love to hear like a follow-up of how maybe it has changed since, if your friend has reached out and if there's been any better communication in your relationship.
Yeah, coming out and being like, you know, I'm masking right now, and your friend saying, well, maybe that's a good thing. Like, you know, everybody does that. And it's just like, I don't want to do that. It takes so much energy.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you for sending in your story and sharing your experience with us. I can't wait until one day we have like our recordings with video, so people could just see like our cats walking by as we're like casually recording.
I just felt like the moon last Monday.
Oh my gosh, right?
Eclipsed me. But I'm chick.
Trying to think, anything else? We have a Patreon meeting next Thursday on the 25th.
7 p.m. EST. Go to our Patreon for more information. Burr, 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 burr. Link on Instagram. Woo, woo.
I think it's also patreon.com/thespecialinterestpodcast or the pod.
I believe it is.
It'll be in the show notes as well, but
it is patreon.com/thespecialinterestpodcast.
Whoop whoop.
And with that, I'd like to thank our Patreon members.
Oh yes.
Before we go, thank you. I'm just gonna thank everybody again because I appreciate you all so much, and it's been a while since we've done this, and I don't want to forget anyone. So thank you to Cindy, Devin, the Archive, Raph, Voss, Mia, Jane, Peter, Molly, Carrie, Kate, Emily, Sydney, Chet, and Jesse. Thank you so much. We're so grateful for you all. If you want to support us, Patreon's a great way to do that. If you're not able to support us on Patreon, you can leave a review on our podcast. You can like and share our stuff on Instagram. You can come to our free meetings. We're going to have a free meeting soon. Once Carly moves back home, we're going to meet and get some dates together for you all, because that is the best. I love our monthly meetings so much. I'm so excited for our meeting next week. So put that on your calendar. I'm going to send a link to the Patreon next week. I think that's it.
I think so. And with that, we will talk to you again next week. Okay, bye, everybody. We're going to go sleep.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.